The world has started shifting from fossil fuel vehicles to electric mobility. In 2016, about 2 million electric cars were on the road. The Paris Declaration on Electromobility and Climate Change expresses the ambition to achieve 100 million electric cars and 400 million electric two-wheelers on the roads by 2030. Africa's role is crucial in this, both to meet the targets of the Paris Agreement and to address the increase in air pollution in cities on the continent. To develop a roadmap for clean mobility in Africa, UN Environment is assisting 5 countries on the continent to come out with the right policies for the importation of electric vehicles. In Southeast Asia, 3 countries are also benefiting from the UN Environment support. Alexander Corner is the Program Officer, Air Quality and Mobility Unit of the UN Environment.
We support the development of the right policies to get in place technical standards which allow the import of electric vehicles, to get in place fiscal systems which make electric vehicles, which are still a bit more expensive in upfront costs, which make them affordable to consumers. So basically we support governments in developing these kind of policies.
He explains why no West African country is benefiting from such support.
First and foremost, countries need to come to you and approach you and tell us that they are interested in developing a project with us. And then, together with the countries, we start to find finance and we start to develop a project. Developing such projects can take 1, 2, 3 years. But first and foremost, countries need to come to us and tell us we are really interested in, for example, electric 2 and 3 wheelers. We want, for example, to establish a baseline where we first look at what is the current fleet in the country.
It was the Program Officer, Air Quality and Mobility Unit of UN Environment, Alexander Corner, and in that report by Joyce Jechi.